Welcome to the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you in on a back to reality Cowboy Monday. Cowboys get smoked. But if you take away the scoreboard, it was really just five plays or so that really put the nail in the coffin for the Cowboys yesterday.
Five plays?
Yeah, just five plays. You take out the scoreboard, okay, which, I mean, do we really need scoreboards? I think this could be a really cutting edge, pioneering moment in Micah Parsons' career, changing sports forever. Just remove the scoreboard. Then all of a sudden you feel like you were kind of neck and neck there, man. You really were.
Do you think you could watch a game if they didn't on TV, if they didn't have the score and the time on the bottom?
It would be the single worst decision that a sport ever made.
Like, start to finish.
Just watch for the love of it.
Now,
then all of a sudden now I'm joining the game mid-game and I don't even know where we're at here.
And that's what I'm saying. You have no idea the time.
There's just more strategy involved. Just go out there and have some fun, kids.
Do you think you can figure it out?
I mean, you could probably get somewhat of an idea of who's winning the game, maybe. But the fun part of the game is the strategy involved. As the game gets going, you have all these preconceived notions going in. The game kicks off or tips off or puck drops or whatever, and now all of a sudden the game is giving you something very specific to the moment, and oftentimes it was something you could have never predicted. And so now you're trying to, in real time, navigate the strategies to lead your team to victory. But according
to the game differently if you didn't know the score?
I think you'd call it a little bit differently there. Now, we do have some good football stuff for you. We got the Woolly Bully top 10 list of the day. I was thinking about doing the top 10 athletes of 2024.
Very Zach of you.
As we approach the new year here. You know, scratching and clawing for these top 10 lists, man.
Are they really that hard?
Because you don't want to rerun everything.
Cupcakes?
Yeah, it's like whatever national day, okay.
I think Zach does a great job.
Well, he does a phenomenal job. It's plenty of heavy lifting, you know? And so sometimes you just got to just see what's out there for you. And right now, end of the year, I mean, people love lists.
Top 10 reasons why you're not good at your job?
We could probably do a top hundy on that one.
You think you could get 10 really good ones?
I think I could get 10 really good ones as to why I personally am not good at my job.
Well, no, just like times where you just, 10 times when you were on the radio. You just felt like you just completely. What would be number one? Would the long Stephen Jones question be number one of your career? Top 10 list?
The Tony Gwynn Jr. conversation where I made something about his dad, about him, and then he had to correct me on it. That was tough. I mean, there's too many to
wounded
count,
warrior.
To be honest with
you. Yeah, the Wounded Warrior,
the Wounded.
Do you sit to pee? Fail.
That one.
My man had no legs.
That one is.
I don't have any legs.
What? I think everything else is fighting for second after that one. That's a good point, Lucius.
Hey, so everybody wants to know, do you sit to pee? Yeah, by the way, I'm a wounded warrior. I don't have any legs. Great question, though.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Sorry
about that. You didn't want me to
get
down that path, did you?
Let's go ahead and move on. Yeah, no, I don't. Especially because we're about to be my birthday month, and Walchuk's going to pull out the birthday roast and revisit all my low moments.
Yeah.
He just texted me and said, damn right, it's heavy lifting. So he's getting a well-needed kick in the feet up. Kind of. How was the post-game show last night, by the way? Do you have anybody go off on you guys?
Man, it was all good.
Because you wanted to fight in the pregame show a little bit. I didn't know if you took that into the post-game or not.
No. We had a couple of... I always like, you know, when people like want to get rid of guys and stuff like that, it's not the like who you're going to bring in, but do you have a plan? You know, it's funny how sometimes you could get people to completely come off their point and then go to another complete different point and then get them to come off that one and then completely come off. We've had one of those.
What you drinking, what you thinking on Friday, Lucius? We had a guy that brought us, was kind of really wanting him to put his feet to the fire a little bit. He came out hot with a Dak take. Broadus was pushing on him a little bit, and then this dude just took us for a roller coaster ride.
We needed Dramamine, Lucius. We were all over the park.
You was on him.
It was Big Ben out there at Six Flags.
You was on him.
He was.
Oh,
on.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's like, explain
Stop
why.
Messing around.
Explain why. Now we do have, okay, so Tom Brady, and every once in a while somebody will ask me, oh yeah, Brady, how's Brady doing? And it's like, it seems like he's
getting
a little
bit better. We haven't
heard
him for like 3-4 weeks.
I don't get to sit down and really just listen to him all the time. Yeah. But there were a couple of clips yesterday, one not so good that went viral, another one that didn't go viral, but I think this is both ends of the spectrum
for
Brady.
People were hating on Greg Olson and tweeting at me. They were hating on Greg Olson as a broadcaster.
I think Greg is phenomenal. I mean, the Leah foul play where he's kind of saying, should there have been a flag or whatever. That was obviously a misstep.
That was a misstep.
But by and large, it's hard to say that Greg Olsen isn't doing it better than anybody
now. I've had like four or five people give him the thumbs up and four or five people give him the thumbs down. Say it was awful. They think he's awful. I agree to disagree
on that one.
I cannot agree on that one.
Now, Tom Brady yesterday, he was on the call for Vikings and Packers, which of course was the game of the week. And the Vikings really handled business. The score looks a lot closer than really what that game was. Mm-hmm. The Vikings continue to impress, and now it's an all the marbles game coming up week 18 on Sunday for the one seed in the NFC. Vikings and Lions. What a tragedy it would be to be a Lions fan and all season long. And then now it comes down to this. If you lose that game, you go from being the one seed and you got home field and the bye to all of a sudden you drop down to the five seed.
Yeah.
And that would, now granted, you'll get to play like, I guess, the Falcons or you'll get to play the Bucks. Yeah. But
who
still,
beat that you early
just,
in the year?
That would be really, really tough, dude. That would be really tough to be a Lions fan if that ends up being the case. But the Vikings handle business yesterday. This was Brady in the pre, just right before the kickoff. They're setting the stage for the game. They're talking about the Packers. And the Packers have a lot of good losses this year. They lose week one to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. They've lost twice to the Lions. And then coming into yesterday, they had lost to the Vikings as well. Mm-hmm. But Brady didn't really remember that.
Yeah, it's a big road challenge. They've got four losses here, Green Bay does. Two of them to the Lions, they're a good team. The Eagles, they lost to them, they're a good team. And they lost to the, who'd they lose to the other one? Anyway, they've got a big opportunity today to go on the road and really a litmus test for what they're going to face in 2 weeks. Can't wait to watch.
That's weed.
The team that he forgot that the Packers had lost to was the team that the Packers were playing right behind him on the field. It was the Minnesota Vikings. Just a brain fart moment.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in him, though, about this.
And Brady?
Yeah, he stole your litmus test thing. You were the first one to come out with the litmus test.
No, I can't be credit. No, Walchuk gets credit for the litmus test.
The litmus test.
Walchuk didn't know that it was litmus. He thought it was litness.
No, like, but you've called some of these games that the Cowboys have played. The litmus test game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Truth serum games.
Truth serum
game. You have take care of business games.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a take out the trash game when you're playing the Browns in week one or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, the litmus test, it's been around for a while. But Walchuk put the litmus spin on it, and I was super proud of him that day. Now, this was Brady in the middle of the game. This is right before halftime, and this is good Brady. And this isn't earth-shattering strategy stuff. But he kind of hit it nice and concisely. What's the principle late in the game or late in the half? You got three timeouts. He's watching the Vikings botch it.
35 seconds right there. And at that point, to me, with three timeouts, the general rule I always use was between, if you had three timeouts, between 1 minute and 2 minutes left, you use one timeout. Between 30 seconds and a minute left, you use another timeout. And you saved one for the field goal. So when I see three timeouts under 30 seconds, I'm like, you're not really using the time very wisely at that point.
That's a good point.
That was a nice little breakdown.
That's an experienced quarterback telling you how to play these games.
And
coaches F this up all the time.
Every single football weekend, there's always at least one, if not multiple. Saturday it was Zach Taylor of the Bengals.
Yep.
They end up winning the game, but he was making head scratching decisions. And then of course last night with the Falcons and Raheem Morris and what they were doing at the end of that game, they end up losing in overtime to the Commanders. So, yeah, it happens all the time. I thought Brady broke that down nicely. All right, 877-881-1053. Hopefully we'll get Jock Peterson at some point before the end of this hour. Let's hit the top 10 list of the day, the top 10 athletes of 2024. Who's your pick next in the nation? All right, let's get you the Woolly Bully top 10 list of the day, the final Monday of the year. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. We got the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and we're on the fan cam, courtesy of Carter Freeman, Twitch and YouTube. Segment here in the nation is brought to you by Ciroc Vodka and also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. All right, the top 10 athletes of the year 2024, 877-881-1053. We have a rim sesh planned coming up here in a few minutes, and we're also on Jock Peterson watch. He's getting introduced today with the Rangers presser, and I think that got delayed a little bit, so hopefully shortly after that we'll get him on the horn and get to know one of our newest Rangers. Looking forward to getting up close and personal with him out there in Surprise as we mosey on about the clubhouse and whatnot. And yeah, he's a Whataburger guy. He's a he was a football dude in high school.
Big time football dude in high school.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask him about that a little bit. But let's go ahead and hit the top 10 list of the day. Top 10 athletes of 2024. Lucius Alexander, who would you give it to? I think it's just professionals on this list.
Just pros.
No. You got Caitlin Clark is in the mix.
She's on my list.
Okay, she absolutely should be.
Yeah, she's on my list.
And
for
I would say like Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I got Travis on there too.
He'd be in the mix here. All right, let's get your list.
Shohei Ohtani.
Boom. Huge.
Simone Biles.
Yes. Olympic year.
Yeah. Could we just
come on now?
Olympics. Yeah. We had Olympics, bro.
All right, very good. Yeah, those are strong contestants here. Strong contestants here. Broadus, does anybody come to mind for you for this last year, 2024, athletes that made an impression on you?
Well, is Lionel Messi going to be on that list?
He's going to be on the list. Definitely going to be on the list.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo going to be on that list?
Cristiano Ronaldo, definitely on the list.
Still, bro.
I know. I'm like, I don't follow soccer enough to know just how impressive he still is.
This is going to be a wild card shot, is what this is going to be. Is there anybody from auto racing on there?
Yes. Brian Broaddus in the top 10. There is at least one.
Okay. It's Lucius Guy Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton outside looking in, coming in strong at number 16, though.
Is it Max Verstappen?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I get that. He's unstoppable.
Yep.
He's the number one thing in F1 right now?
Yeah, he's going crazy, bro.
Yeah. They're about to have a challenge because what's happened is Ferrari is getting better. McLaren won the constructors' title, and the Red Bull won the drivers' title. So, yeah, McLaren and Ferrari are actually catching up to Red Bull. So, yeah, the 2025 season should be a good one.
How old is this Verstappen guy? Like, is he just scratching the surface?
No.
He's been at it for a while.
He's a young guy, but he's been racing, like, since he was a kid.
Okay, he's kind of a prodigy.
Yeah, I don't know. I could get you his exact age, but I don't think he's like he's in years. I think he's a young man, but as far as racing years, his dad was a famous racer, and so he's been like a go-kart kid. And
27 right now is what he is, but yeah, he's been doing it forever.
Yeah, he's been racing for probably 20 years.
Well, he comes in strong at number 6 on the list, so bravo to him. Yeah, we all feel like Caitlin Clark should be in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
Should be in the top 10.
Should be. Well, she's not.
She's not in the top 10, and we can maybe try and
see. Is there a female athlete in the top 10? You said Biles, right?
Biles is not in the top 10.
Wow.
But it was in Lucius's top 10, and understandably so.
Is there?
She had a heck of a run.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Caitlin Clark is the highest rated female on this list.
Okay.
But she comes in at number 15.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It's hard to justify her not being in the top 10. To be honest, I mean, the 817 is like, dude, I watched women's golf because of Caitlin. She has to be number one. Yeah. Like, no matter what she's doing, she's bringing the eyeballs. That's Jokic? For sure. Jokic? Yeah, Jokic is going to be in there. He was your MVP last year, and he's been out of this world. There's no doubt about it. He's coming in. Let's see. Where does he rank in the top 10? He comes in at number 5, just ahead of Verstappen.
Scottie Scheffler?
Scottie Scheffler also should have been in the top 10.
But
he is not in the top 10. No, there is a local athlete.
Bryson DeChambeau.
He is not the one.
There's a local athlete.
There's a local athlete.
Why did they say local golfer? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Who do you think the local guy would be? Best player in the Metroplex.
Luka,
number 9. So Luka's getting some love there. And when it comes to the NBA, it's just him and the Joker. And then also at number 7, you have Steph Curry.
Mm.
Also for the Olympic stuff that he was able to do.
Right.
because he was vital, of course, in Team USA bringing home gold once again. So you have Luka, you have Steph, and you have the Joker as your NBA players representing in the top 10. Now, is it surprising to find out that it's Pat Mahomes at number 10, and that's the only football player? Only NFL player in the top 10 is Pat Mahomes. And after that, I don't see one. I mean, so you got to get to 18 with Tyreek Hill.
This is truly an international list then, right?
Yes.
You know what you're saying?
Yeah, this
because
is
the
for
fact
sure.
that Verstappen is 6 and Pat Mahomes is 10, I don't think that would be on most American scorecard.
A17 texting in Aaron Judge. Outside looking in at number 21.
Yeah, I guess.
You got LeBron James being texted in. This is probably the first year in 20 years that he hasn't been in the top 10 on a list like this, right? Because he comes in at number 13. Even LeBron couldn't crack it this year. And he was super important in the for the Olympics and whatnot.
Soccer sure was. Got him there. He put the team on his back.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
And Steph Curry is the one that killed them all.
You got Giannis also on the outside looking in, as well as Kylian Mbappe.
Okay. Let me. You said international list.
Yeah, this is everybody.
Okay. Do you have a cricket dude on here?
No, I don't see any. I don't see any cricket folks. I know all the individuals on this list.
Okay.
I couldn't name you a cricket.
You know player. A cricket guy, Broadus?
I was just thinking.
You got one in mind?
Come on, you can pull. You got a cricket pool?
Oh, you know what? Number 17, Virat Kohli from Delhi, India.
Cricket dude.
Yep. Number 17.
Delhi. I should have known Delhi like a deli sandwich. No, it's not. It's Delhi or something like that.
Yeah, there's an H in there.
There is an H in there.
Inexplicably, there's an H in there.
But a cricket
the H
dude.
On it.
That's impressive, dude. Have you ever watched like?
Oh heck yes.
You're a fan of the sport.
Yes, I can't figure it out to save me. But man, I'll tell you what. I always wanted. You know, I wear bucket hats.
Yes.
And like they wear sweater vests, which you know I love a vest. So they wear the sweater vest. They wear bucket hats and the West Indies, like they have their logo is like a palm tree with the sand and the sun. It's a beautiful logo and they have it on the middle of their hat. I've always wanted some gear from the West Indies cricket team with the hat and the sweater and the sweater vest.
You should have threw that on the Christmas wish list.
I'm sure there's somebody listening out there in the West Indies that can...
Toloing it up,
send me some gear. Probably they're at a bar somewhere. That would be fun. The West Indies bar.
The text is really upset that there's no Scottie Scheffler in here. And it's true. That's pretty bogus.
I did guess it. I tried.
Yeah, it was a good nominee. And he would be certainly in the top 10 if it was just for American athletes. 972 asking about Connor McDavid.
Okay. You've always so I was thinking no female golfers like no female golfers involved in this like
no the only female I even see is Caitlin Clark. After that, I mean I'm scrolling down and I'm not Katie Ledecky is
swimmer.
The second female
swimmer
yes Olympics and she comes in at number 32. So Caitlin Clark is the number one female here, and she wasn't even cracking the top 10.
You think she'd made the top 10 if she was on the Olympic team? Or was that...
if she would have showed out in the Olympics,
I think
that would have probably put her over the top and getting her in the top 10, I would think.
Yeah.
10, you have Mahomes.
Yeah.
At 9, you have Novak Djokovic.
Ah, tennis.
Yeah, I mean, but... Yeah. I guess.
No, I should have known. Should have known.
Luka, number 8. You got Steph at 7.
Mm.
Your guy, Verstappen.
Max Verstappen.
At 6.
Guy can wheel a car, man. Trust me.
I believe you.
Yeah.
You got the Joker coming in at number 5. And then how about hockey getting some love here?
He can care less about being on your list, though, Joker. He can care less. Bro.
Jokic?
Yeah.
He would rather his horse be on the list.
100%.
Yes. I got a horse in the top 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Connor McDavid. Hockey.
Canada getting some votes.
Edmonton Oilers getting some love. He comes in at number 4. Getting a lot of love.
Okay, this is a Canadian list.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
It's all over the place. Then comes Messi at 3.
Okay. You look at what he's done World Cup and then coming here in the United States, that Miami squad. Holy jeez.
That thing really,
he's
I mean, it
brought
was,
some eyes.
It was so hot for like a few months, that first season, I guess.
He almost pulled that team out of last place into the playoffs.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo comes in at number two.
Playing in Saudi Arabia right now.
For the best athletes of the year 2024.
Number two.
Yeah.
Wish I looked like him physically. But at 60 years old, 61.
I think he could get there.
You think?
With all the walking you're doing these days?
Tell you what, 4 miles a night. Doing a lot of walking.
Jeez, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go by the men's team, man. You've seen those brochures and they show those old rip guys.
You think?
How funny would it be losing shirts with my, off in those jeans?
Like rip body with just my like bad head on the shoulder.
Rip,
they'd be like, hey, look at me. I'm like, and my face is all wrinkly and
man.
Rip body though.
Look like the gardener from The Simpsons.
A lot of girls will cast aside the idea that your face isn't quite up to par if your body's just totally rocking.
I just think that ladies. Lucius, help me here.
Ladies want face or body?
I don't know what they want, bro.
Sabi, is it money?
Absolutely. There we go.
I think they take dudes if your bank account is healthy. That they figure, hey, if you know, I could put up with you if you got a healthy bank account.
Yeah, right. Security.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for.
Dollars. And then
they say laughter. That's what I'm saying. They say that they want you to make them laugh. Yeah.
But the funniest thing that you can do is buy them a bunch of expensive stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how much stuff you picked up that I was able to pay for. That's how funny it is. You
right,
know?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Well, number one, top 10 athletes of 2024. He was on LA's list. It is Shohei Ohtani.
Get him. All right, there's your Asian vote.
We ran the gambit.
Yeah.
Feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohtani getting a lot of love here on the text. It seems like he's unanimously in everybody's top 10 list here. Coming in at number one, that's super, super strong. And the money, the laughter, then is it face and body or is it body then face?
Man,
appearance.
For the ladies.
Just go appearance.
Yeah.
Overall appearance.
No, just lump them together and call it appearance.
And it's going to be last on the list because they're not shallow like us, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I just don't think. I think if you have money, you can get away with a lot of things.
Yeah, like I mean, get away with it, like Mark Davis.
If they know you could pay the bar tab every single night, you're going to get some play.
I don't think you're wrong there.
Yeah.
Lucius, did you have a number one gift that you received or gave this Christmas season? Did you get a one seed gift?
Oh man, I don't think I have. I mean, I got a lot
Peace
of gifts,
quiet.
I appreciate them all, but I don't think there was one that outranked the other.
That set it apart. No.
What I don't like though is opening up gifts in front of people.
Okay, this is where I was.
God, I hate that. Here's your gift, and everybody's standing there just looking at you. There's cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
this is where. This is where.
As a kid, it's the best feeling in the world. As an adult, you're like, I need to go in the other room and open this.
Yeah, this is where I was going to ask Lucius's question. Because Lucius, I didn't know if you're the. Oh man, look. Yeah, I need. Yeah, thank you. I didn't know if you're that guy. Are you the overly nice guy? Or are you the open it? Just kind of look at it, then set it down, guy.
I'm super excited to get a gift, and usually my family buys me stuff that they know I need anyway, so they're pretty good at it.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't like the anxiety of opening up gifts in front of people.
The
cameras are recording.
Would you
they
rather just
see
be in a
face.
Bag? Would you just give me the bag where you just pull it out of the bag instead of opening up all the paper?
I'd rather collect it, put it in the car, open it when I get home, and send you a text and say thanks.
That's the way to do it right there.
Much appreciated, man. I opened up that
Lucius,
those socks.
All right, Lucius, we'll see you later. He's got all his bags. He's walking out of there.
I'm out.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got the surprise. My brother came over to my house a couple of weeks ago to grab something, and he was perturbed at my TV situation in my living room.
Oh.
It's like a Sanyo, probably 15 years old. Buttons don't work. Sounds awful. But we've been getting it done. But he was like, he got with my brothers and my parents, like, we got to pitch in.
That's
we
what
gotta,
I'm talking
we gotta
about.
We got to get a little TV action. So I got surprised with a 58-inch TV.
That's what I'm talking
and the
about.
Sports is just going to be through
if
the
you're
going
to make fun of me, at least back it up.
Exactly.
You just don't make fun of my TV, then leave.
Yeah, and he kept it to himself. I can tell. He came in my house. I'm like, dang, was it dirty? Did it smell weird in here? The whole time it was my TV was off-putting to him.
Good for him.
All right, there it is. Your top 10 list of the day here in the G-Bag Nation. I think we're going to get Jock Peterson in the 5 o'clock.
Sounds Sounds good.
Getting word that we're going to get him probably in the 5 o'clock, so looking forward to chatting with him. But let's go ahead and crank open a rim session next year in the nation. He's a 2-time World Series champion. He's a DH monster, and now he's a Texas Ranger. Ladies and gentlemen, we head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in Jock Peterson into the G-Bag Nation. Jock, thanks so much for giving us some time, man. Welcome to town. How does it feel?
That's right. Love it. Thank you. I'm excited. It's been great.
That's great, man. We're excited to have you. How was the intro presser there? It seemed like I'm reading some things on Twitter, and the Rangers fan base is already even more fired up. They love you already, Jock.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited to be here. It's a great group of guys, and we're all hungry, ready to get back to the playoffs and make another run at a championship.
Hey, Jock, with your football background, we were kind of hoping you would get here a lot earlier and help this Cowboy bunch. You know, the Dallas Cowboys could use a badass, you know, catcher of the football, tough guy, you know.
Yeah, what's your position, Jock?
Good locker room guy. We could have used all that earlier. We needed you about 2 months earlier if we could have.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wide receiver. Wide receiver. I don't know. I'm sure the story's around, but I grew up with Devontae Adams, so me and him were running a wide receiver, and now he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver. So,
is that what
picked the wrong sport? No,
that can make you go to baseball real quick when you see what.
You see that athleticism, that's what made it real easy. I said, all right, so me and you, we're not the same. You're doing things I can't do.
Do you ever keep in touch with him? Some of my old high school buddies still keep in touch with, but professional athletes do that? I mean, are you just kind of like admire him from afar and he admires you from afar?
No, we talk a little bit, you know, once a month or so, probably.
Good for you.
Catch up, he's a good guy, and I'm really happy for him.
Well, Jock, what was the recruiting process like getting you to become a Texas Ranger? How did that all develop?
Man, I don't know. It was just everything aligned. Everything I was looking for and everything they were looking for. It both aligned, and it was a perfect fit. We're excited to be here. They're looking to win now, and that's what I want to do. It's a first-class organization. They've shown that. I've talked to so many people that have been here that loved it, and it's going to be a great experience. And like I said, it's a good time to be a Ranger.
Jock, did you think Chris Young was that tall? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Was it one of those things when you walked in the room, did you go, my God, he's a big man? See, that's what when I first met him, and I'm 6'3 myself, and I was looking up at the dude and going, all right, I could see this guy standing on the hill intimidating people, but was he bigger than what you thought?
You'd get in the box and you would see him on the mound, and you're like, oh, man, all right, can he back up a little bit? You know, move him back, you know? But, no, you get in person. He walks in a room. He commands the room.
He sure does.
So intelligent, competitive. You can see the attention, the detail in his urge and to want to win, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's going to keep everyone accountable and maintain that standard, which is the excellent standard. And I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jock Peterson with us here on The Fan, and of course, former teammate Corey Seager. Now you get to rejoin him in this Rangers lineup. Yeah, any other buddies on this Rangers team?
I play with Spores a little bit, but yeah, Seager, we've known each other for 10 plus years. So to watch him grow up and have the career that he has, it's incredible. On his way to a first ballot Hall of Famer, and it's not every day you get to watch that type of player work, go about his business, post, and someone who's humble and has the same eager to win and be great every single day. It's a rare breed. He's a rare breed, and I'm excited to be back with him, and I want to accomplish some special things together.
Well, you're off your best year, Jock. What do you think? Why were you able to put it all together? What was different about this last season?
I think as you go on in this game, you continue to learn, and you filter good stuff, filter bad stuff, and you add it to your repertoire. And I think I'm just starting to hit. Sounds different because like I don't play the field as much, but like my prime as a hitter, where like understanding, seeing what I do well, seeing how pitchers attack me, seeing when I do this, I don't do this as well, and catching, you know, spirals quicker and leaving the other stuff alone to just let ride and, you know, just bobbing and weaving and learning. You learn and you always are, this game's going to teach you until you're done playing it. And even after then, it'll probably teach you some more. So it's just for us to be able to take that information, how we use it. And I think I've been able to continue to add to it instead of it making negative and running me out of the game.
Hey, Jock, how I was just looking up something about you real quick because I was curious where you're from. You're from the prettiest place in the world, I think, Palo Alto, California. I used to be an NFL scout, and I could tell you how many times I loved going to Stanford. I loved Palo Alto, California. I wish I had the money to live there, because as a scout, you really can't live in a place like Palo Alto. But that has to be. I mean, I just can't imagine growing up in a place like that. How beautiful that place is.
I was very spoiled and fortunate to be able to grow up there. It's one of the more beautiful spots in the world.
No question.
Special.
No question.
And that's it's pretty interesting. You're a free agent, and then we play in the summer, obviously. So I grew up in summertime. You know, it's 87 degrees, 90 degrees is hot.
Yeah.
And it throws your reality off of other cities in the States summertime.
Yeah.
You know, there's not very many places where the summertime's nice. And, you know, obviously it gets a little toasty here in the summer, but we got this beautiful stadium and it's going to be great.
I'm super jealous of you. I'm super, I mean, I know he's a professional athlete, but super jealous where you're from. It's just, I can't believe how beautiful that place is. And I want to also ask you a question too. Your given name is Jock. Is it family name, granddad, something? What do you got? How did you get the first name Jock?
Man, I get asked all the time.
Okay, parents, I'm sorry about that. Bad question, Mike.
Yeah, bad question, but no. I got a brother named Champ.
Okay.
I got a brother named Tiger and a sister, JC. So we kind of all have some odd names. And
creative parents. So,
the only one who has anything behind it, because they always ask us, is my brother Tiger. My dad went to USC, Southern California, and Rob Dado was the baseball coach.
Yeah.
And he'd called everyone Tiger. Hey, Tiger. Hey. So that's how Tiger got his name.
Okay.
Champ and me, man, I don't know. I don't know.
No clue.
it is what it is, but, you know. We ball, so it's all good.
Dang right you do. Jock Peterson with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I see your nickname on MLB.com. They have it as King. Is that is that real?
I don't know. I've had a few nicknames along the line, but for a while, that's what they were going by. They were calling me, but I don't know. You go to new places. I don't know. I like to have fun, mess around, laugh.
Yeah.
Have a good time, and somehow King came out of that one, but I'm sure I'll have a new nickname here.
I love it.
I'm excited to get to know the guys and have fun.
Yeah, the narrative around you is you're a great clubhouse guy.
Yes,
Jock, and you got to earn something like that. You must be a damn good friend, damn good teammate.
I just like to have fun with the boys. Like to have fun with the boys. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's a great group. To win a World Series, you know it's got to be a tight group, close together. They're pulling for each other. So I just want to add to that and get back to that mentality and that drive.
Are you strictly DHing here, or are you going to be doing some field work? What's the plan?
Not sure. And to me, whatever makes the team better. Like I said, it is you leave your ego at the door and you do what's best for that team. Last year I was on a team that didn't make the playoffs off a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows you that whether it's a day game in July a doubleheader game in August, and you don't want, you know, everyone's tired. That game matters just as much as game 162. So there's no time to be like, put your ego in front and say, I want to do this to help myself. It's not. It's team first.
Yeah. All my major league scouting buddies were just, they're absolutely in love with you as a player and as a person. And like, they're like, damn, they got a great locker room guy. They got a great teammate. And I think that when you start to talk about chemistry and stuff like that, man, it's, I guess you can't have enough Jock Petersons in the world.
Just one, baby. No. it's all good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's very humbling to hear that, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're a Cali guy, but I see you're a Whataburger guy. So I love your Whataburger videos. You know,
yeah, that's new. That's now I'm in Texas. See, everything's aligning. I don't know. It wasn't meant to be, and now here we are. So I love it.
They got one in the stadium now. Get a Whataburger in the stadium.
Yeah, you go. Might be standing up there with you. Hey, Bochy, I'm up here grabbing a burger real quick. I'll be down in a minute.
Well, what's the go-to order at Whataburger for Jock Petersen?
I switch it up. Keep them on their toes, you know. Yeah. I don't go there too much. I'm already a little on the girthy side. So I keep it clean most of the time. Like to splurge, you know. I don't let the kid get a milkshake. All right, that's all I'm saying.
That's the beauty of Whataburger, man. The options are endless. You want to get a little breakfast action? You need to get the burger, a little chicken sandwich. that's fantastic. How superstitious are you, Jock?
Not much. It's actually funny. The club he came up to, Brandon Boyd, and hey, I got to put a bad order in for you. You know, so welcome. You're welcome. I had about 400 at-bats or 500 at-bats last year, and I used my actual bat probably like 10 times. So just order more for everyone else because it's a free-for-all. Whatever's got the hits in it, I'm swinging it. So, yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, we're super happy to have you here with the Texas Rangers. Cannot wait to get out to Surprise, Arizona, get to meet you in person, man. It's going to be an awesome season. Good luck moving forward.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jock Petersen, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
There you go.
The personality shines through.
It does.
Everybody loves this guy.
Like I thought the Whataburger order was the patty melt.
No, he went with the video that we played the audio of last week. It was the breakfast on a bun.
Breakfast on a bun.
Little B.O.B. action.
There you go, B.O.B. That's
but
right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
You don't want to just be married to one item.
He's got the right plan, I would say.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does, man. That's fantastic. All right, Jock Petersen, first installment with the G-Bag Nation. Looking forward to getting out to Surprise, Arizona.
I could see.
We're going to have some fun with him.
I could see you and Wolchuk with that interview, that morning interview, and then the afternoon we play it. It's going to be a lot of fun with the questions you guys are going
to
ask him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure. All right, let's crank open the 5 o'clock hour. We'll hit the expressway commercial free at 5:20. Krusty's Corner 2.0. We'll look at the Cowboys defense from yesterday's disastrous performance. Of course, LA Live at 5:40. But let's go ahead and do a little football's finest takeaways from a football Sunday and some NFL quotables next right here on The Fan.